22 and 23, location across of 3rd Avenue North, the Stallman building. The maintenance is smelling what he think is a dead person coming from inside the apartment. Fire department's en route.
On May 25th, 2016, a resident of an apartment building in downtown Nashville complained about a foul smell on the 9th floor. A maintenance worker named Catalina Moreno went up at 5:15 p.m. to determine the source. When Moreno got into the apartment, what he saw inside made him run out and call 911.
What's the exact location of your emergency?
My exact location is 211 Union at the Stallman. They said that it smelled like something died, and it smelled like it was coming from apartment 907. And I walked in there, opened a window, and I'm pretty sure that there may be somebody passed away on the bed back there.
You're doing the right thing.
The somebody was a 34-year-old woman named Lee Terry. Lee had not been heard from in almost 3 weeks before her body was discovered that day. She was found lying on her bed in a blue robe and a t-shirt. Her comforter was rumpled in a pile on the floor, and there was a bottle of Frejenet Cordon Negro champagne on the nightstand next to her. But Lee hadn't just died in her sleep. There was a gunshot wound to her right temple. In her hand was a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380, her finger still wrapped around the trigger. Her beloved Boston Terrier, Lana, was still alive. The dog was thin, but had survived in the apartment, and was calmly sitting on a pillow next to Lee when her body was found. After a 5-month investigation, Nashville police concluded that Lee's death was a suicide. But her friends and those who knew her well had questions. And so did I.
It all stems from allegations that emerged when Metro Police began investigating the death of a young woman
named Lee Terry. Police concluded she killed herself last spring.
Police ruled her death a suicide.
But what came out during the Metro Police investigation into Lee Terry's death has become a much bigger story.
Lee liked men that were powerful and that had money. And that's that.
Shortly after her arrest, she called her attorney, who had told her she'd gotten herself into big trouble and would now need to do something equally big to get herself out of it.
She said, "Well, I slept with a judge and I feel nasty."
This city has grown way too big, way too fast, and there's a lot of old issues and a lot of old problems and a lot of old things that take place behind closed doors that's just a gentleman's handshake, and that's gotta stop.
Once Upon a Time in Nashville, a new true crime series, available May 23rd, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Too Niche. I am your host, Elizabeth Cott. This is the show where each week we pick a topic and we haul it. And this week, it's just me. It's a solo episode. Today's haul comes as a listener request, and it also happens to be one of my favorite types of hauls to do. Today we are doing Q2 Obsessions and Recommendations. So, an Obsessions and Recommendations app is like this. It's just things from this past quarter that I found interesting, cool, useful, etc. I personally think that one of my skills in life is a good rec. Nothing serves my soul as much as when a recommendation that I have given lands with the person who has received it. So that's what we're doing today. It's a bit all over the map. We're going from a fragrance category to some bigger ticket items to just some like tiny purchases that I recommend and some concepts too, maybe that I'm obsessed with. I'm going to try to keep this as a shorter ep because long form talking into a mic is scary to me. No, it's not. I'm getting used to it, but it is just me and I'm so excited that you're here joining me. I just got done doing Radio Andy on Sirius XM, the John Hill show. He certainly will be coming on as a future Too Niche guest hauler. can't wait for that. I think I have an idea of what we're going to be hauling, summer specific. Maybe the first recommendation I'm going to give is this water that I'm drinking out of right now. I respect a Stanley Cup user. I think hats off. I think wonderful if a Stanley Cup is your thing. There are a lot of great people who use a Stanley Cup. I wasn't really down to invest in a Stanley Cup, but I did get the one that Sarah Weichel, who was our guest hauler last week, whom I happened to share an office with, I got her cup of water of choice. It's about, I think this one was $20 or so on Amazon. It's called the Slim, S-L-M, and it's quite good. The only thing is a bit of the finish is chipped off in the wash, so I don't know if I love that. That feels PFAS-y to me. However, it is great, and I have been drinking a lot more water. More on that later. I think I want to start with fragrance because I love a good home fragrance, and I've got about a tight 15 on home fragrances, so strap the fuck in. First, the best place to start, I believe, is a little bit of discourse that was online that I had a lot of questions and follow-up comments in my DMs. So let's start there. Lara, she had posted about having purchased the Flamingo Estates tomato scent hand wash, and she was unsure if this was the right type of purchase to make because it was a bit expensive. Guess what I know a lot about is the Flamingo Estates tomato scent because I started with the candle. And I loved it. Highly recommend this candle. I think this was a Q1 candle rec of mine. Then I was gifted the room spray of the same tomato scent. Love it. Incredible. It's like this herby tomato. If a tomato could be floral, it's like that floral scent of a tomato, like just that viney, herbaceous tomato scent that smells really fresh and like you're in a garden. That's what we're working with. So I fell in love with it. My parents recently did a kitchen remodel. So I thought I needed to give them sort of a welcome to your new kitchen gift. So I gave them the countertop cleaner of that scent and the hand soap. My mom does not care about a fancy hand soap. She has literal antibacterial Dial on her counter, which is fine. But I'm at a particular age where I crave a fancy hand soap. I don't know what clicked over in my head, but I want to be delighted when I'm washing my hands and it must come at a spend. So got her the tomato hand soap. I think she was like, cool, whatever. But I know that she has gotten many, many compliments about this hand soap. So I want to recommend it. The hand soap we have in the office is the Suede from Byredo. Do you guys know that scent? It's a $70 purchase. I love that we have it here in the office, but it's not my favorite. I know that I prefer the Flamingo Estates tomato scent. On top of that, what I had said to Lara is, well, it's cheaper than the Loewe tomato hand soap, which is elite, you know, the upper echelon of tomato scents that are out there in the world. So I think that the Flamingo Estates is like a nice happy medium, beautiful packaging, great gift. I always say for people looking for like an LA specific gift that anything from Flamingo Estates is great. And also, I'm just like a font queen and their branding is just A++. So the first rec is the range of the tomato scent from Flamingo Estates. I can co-sign on the candle, the room fragrance, the soap, and the countertop cleaner. It's the Roma Heirloom tomato scent in all four of those items. Tipping my hat to Mr. Flamingo Estate for making really an impeccable scent. And on that Loewe Homes fragrance tip, they just added a lot of the Loewe fragrances onto Net-a-Porter. Beforehand, you would have to call the store if you wanted to order one, or I think like Bergdorf carried them or all that. I find the shopping experience on Net-a-Porter to be lovely. So I was excited to see that they added the scents there. So since we're talking Q2, I have to mention what I asked for my birthday, which happened to be the Loewe scent of marijuana home fragrance in the spray. The candle would have been, you know, my dream, but since I was asking my fiance for it, I was like, we can't be spending money like that. So we're going to do the room spray. And I love a good glass bottle as decor. I think the glass bottle looks really nice on the open shelving. Like it just worked in the space. I have a green room. There's like a little like terracotta green cap on it. It just was like really beautiful luxe product. I had originally seen it at the bathroom at the place where I go get injections, and it just looked gorgeous and it smells so good. Another like really like green forward herbaceous scent, really nice for summer. Kind of smells like weed, obviously, but in that like fruity, delicious, good nug kind of situation, not in like a skunky way, if that makes any sense at all. So I love this scent of marijuana. It is so elite smelling and I love it. And I will probably end up being an idiot and getting the candle too, but I can't help it. I love a fragrance that makes me happy. And at this point, the world is tough. We know thyself, know the things that bring us joy and follow that. Continuing on the scent train, I got into a really cool Canadian brand who knew about the show and sent over some of their fragrances for me to try. And the brand is called Persons of Interest. They're based in Canada, as I said. They sent me this shower mist that you spray two or three sprays into the steam of your shower, and it gets this like delicious spa like eucalyptus experience. And I love this. And I think as a gift, it's $48 Canadian. I don't know what the math on that would be, but it's a great price point, I can tell, for a gift. And it's unique. I think a shower spray is, you know, like the sister of a room spray. And obviously, I love to receive a room spray. And I always just like to give gifts that I like to receive. So this, to me, I love the uniqueness of it. I love the purpose of this. It's just sort of turning your bathroom into a spa. And even just like your quick morning wake up shower, infusing this eucalyptus scent into that experience just uplifts the whole game. So I do incense in the morning, candles at night. That's my thing. And then like a room spray during the day. This is what working from home does to you. You have a process in terms of how the scent flow will go in your home. And the incense from Persons of Interest are such a delight. The scent is called Calm the Fuck Down, and they're incense cones. People are coming into my home and asking me why things smell so good. And usually it's because one of these are burning. So I always like hand people a few cones. So they're just really nice to have as give little souvenirs as people enter your home. And I just find this particular scent and even the packaging and the branding is just so gorgeous. And I was so excited to discover this brand. Thank you so much for reaching out and educating me on what you guys are doing, because it's so good. And then they have a ton of fragrances, so many. They gave me a little sampler pack and we're dealing with a lot. I love the tobacco noir and I really love the sex and cigarette smell, but they're all sort of like more like masculine leaning, smoky, just like really, really nice. And again, font A+. So check these out. All of these links are going to be in the Two Niche Mood Board over on Substack. I will be announcing a winner for the Sleep Crown at the end of the show. In terms of product purchasing, I will say I had a gift certificate in Nordstrom's and I thought, what should one do with a gift certificate Nordstrom's probably buy a really expensive foundation that I normally wouldn't buy. So I got the Westman Atelier foundation stick, and I regret to inform all of you that it is probably the best foundation I've ever used. I've been using that with the Hourglass Airbrush Concealer. And then when one discovers such a good foundation, they have to get a great foundation brush. So I got the Hourglass one, the Hourglass brush, which I had mentioned on the Sephora sale haul episode that I had my eye on. It's wonderful. And unfortunately, this foundation stick is so good that I am happy I bought it. And thank God for that Nordstrom's gift certificate. An obsession that I have that you guys might have caught on to is scams. The current scams that are in the zeitgeist fascinate me. We did an entire haul on them, and I have recently discovered what I think is a new scam. So what it is I've noticed this if I tag some select brands on Instagram, I will then get what is just looks like a PR email asking if I want to be involved in the affiliate program. However, the languaging is just a little off, and the images that are embedded in the email just caught my eye, and it just didn't seem correct. So of course I did like the right click on the email, and it was just like, wasn't a legit brand email. I haven't taken it all the way by responding, but there is like something amiss in the branded content universe that is catching on to if you have tagged a brand in something and then is going to reach out to you and try to get you looped into some sort of program where they're offering you free stuff in exchange for content. I don't know quite where the scam comes in, but it definitely was not a legit email. And I was excited by it. I've gotten a few of these and I was like, oh, a new scam in the mix. So please be careful. Our little girlianas out there who are out there tagging brands, open to brand partnerships. I support you. I celebrate you, but please be careful. Check the email, you know, the whole gig. So that's an obsession. Okay. So for my birthday, I asked for the Loewe scent. And then I think when one turns 39, there's only one obvious thing that they must invest in for their birthday. And that is an air purifier. So I did a lot of homework on this. I looked high and low for what felt like a reasonable investment, then also one that worked. So I landed on the Air Doctor. And the thing I really like about this is super easy to set up. You just like pop in the filter, pop in another piece, pop in the casing, good to go. Plug it in. You leave it on all times on the auto setting. And the thing I've noticed, again, a candle burner, an incense burner. Also, we grill a lot. So there's fumes in the air, and this thing will like kick into high gear anytime a candle's been blown out, anytime the grill is going outside. So it's like very sensitive, and I really like that. So when the air is sort of clean, it has a blue light. When it's picking up on something that needs to be filtered a little bit, it has a yellow light. And then when, let's say I've just blown out a candle or like the grill is really raging outside and the fumes are coming in the house, it goes into red. So I'm loving the fact that this contraption is sensing all of this and I can see it in real time. Also, I haven't done this yet, but once it is time to change the filter, a light goes on and it takes like every 6 months. So I like that as well. And then the filters don't seem too crazy, but it felt very adult to finally get on the air filter train. I've definitely noticed I'm not as stuffy when I wake up. Yeah, my allergies are just feel a lot better. I can just sense in the air. It just feels cleaner. It's just a visceral feeling that I'm experiencing that I enjoy. And this is the Air Doctor 3500. There's a few different models. I like this one a lot. I did reach out to them and said I was going to be speaking about their product. So they gave me a little affiliate link that will get you a discount if you are interested. So that will be in the show notes and that whole thing. But My biggest thing with social media, TikTok and Instagram in particular, is just I feel like every time I am on the scroll, I'm being sold to in such an all-consuming way that, yes, I love recommendations. Yes, this is a show around consumerism and culture and where those two intersect. And it's a passion of mine of just like understanding the consumer market and finding great things. But I just am like darked out by the TikTok shop of it all and just like the constant promo coding of everything. And so I just want to acknowledge that. If you too are feeling that way, I certainly don't want anything I do to come off that way. Obviously, podcasts happen through being brand supported. I love a good brand partnership. I try to be so intentional about the brands that I populate as advertisers for the host read ads that I do. You guys will notice that there's other ads at the top of the show and post roll that are auto thrown in there just because, you know, I do the show. I want to pay for the production. I love making a profit off the work I do. That feels nice. So I have been doing the partnerships for Too Niche since Laura and I started the show. I have a background in brand partnerships. So it was really easy for me to plug in into that role. And now I've brought on somebody else to handle that sort of thing, which is really exciting. But just so you know, I don't want to be like in your face with all the promo codes and all the things at all times. I find it gross. I never talk about anything I don't use and that I don't actually love. So in the case of like the Air Doctor, I got in touch with the brand after I loved it and asked if I could become an affiliate because I knew I would be talking about it. So that's really the clarity on that. And then, because I loved the Air Doctor, they sent me a water purifier. After I told them that I had just done this PFAS episode, I was freaked out about water and microplastics and all the literature I'd been reading about what the fuck is in our water and how we can purify it at home. And so they turned me on to one of their other brands, which is the AquaTrue water filter. So I recently got the carafe that goes on my counter. It takes up a lot of space, which you know I have very minimal of in my kitchen. But I was happily giving up this square footage of space on my very limited counter space because this water purifier, I have friends that have like the three different sort of like filters, and I forget what it's called, but they have it under their sink. And I literally walk to their house and would fill up a water bottle because their water tasted so good. This is that, but it sits on the counter and you refill it. So I now have the osmosis water situation happening in my house and my life has changed. I've drank so much more water, hence my Stanley dupe that I'm constantly drinking out of. I just feel so much better and so much more energized in the morning because I enjoy drinking my water versus before I had like a Brita situation that was not serving my soul at all. It was not doing anything for me. And I don't think it was doing anything really much for the water either. So what I love to do is fill up my little Stanley cup dupe with water, put it next to my bed in the morning. And then as I'm opening my eyes, I start drinking water. Then I go in the kitchen and I add more water. And then I add this Elite from Body Bile that I'm pretty sure I've talked about before, but it's basically like electrolytes and kind of like a salty situation in liquid form. I add about a capful of that into the water and I feel so good. And I'm so hydrated before I have my caffeine, which has always been my kryptonite, is reaching for the caffeine before I hydrate in the morning. I've turned it around and it's kind of changing my life in like the most non-dramatic way. I need to admit that I have been rewatching Entourage. I don't know what compelled me to turn on season 1, episode 1, but I did. And I'm now on season 3. And it is so fascinating, this show, with how they talk about women, how they call each other gay. It can be, it's a study in how far we've come, and like just the bro culture of it all that's so highly featured on that show. But also, I think like the side story in my brain that I've been tracking as I've been watching it is this is truly like the last specimen or the last depiction that we have of the entertainment industry before social media and technology just decimated it. And I could probably do an entire haul just on that concept alone, but with the idea of how technology has changed the entertainment landscape so much, fame has been so democratized, so gone are the days of a Vinnie Chase type character. Now it's like you get that movie deal, you get that Aquaman, you get that art house celebrated movie. But like, what brand are you starting? What brand deals are you getting? It's just so different. And it's been such a fascinating watch. And I will say they do pick some great locations throughout Los Angeles to film in. I think that's maybe the most enjoyable part, one of the only enjoyable parts, aside from seeing, you know, what 2004 and on in the aughts looked like of Los Angeles. Even how they have the Playboy Mansion up on a pedestal and that being the ultimate place to go party. Like, no, 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 we are no longer there as a society. It's just really an interesting trip down memory lane. And I wouldn't say I'm loving it, and I wouldn't say I'm disliking it. I'm engaging in it. And I think it speaks to where TV is right now. It's such a mess that like, that's what I'm spending my time watching. So other than watching that, I'm always rewatching some sort of Housewives just to like calm me down. So I mentioned last week I've rewatched season 7 of Roni. That's been on in the background while I'm doing things. I either need complete silence or women yelling at each other, and there's like no in between. If anybody else is a tortured poets department person, like I've found myself, I mean, there's so much good pop girly music out right now. I'm loving Charlie's new album. I'm loving Chapel. I'm loving all of it. I'm excited by what's out there, but I can't stop listening to tortured poets. I have Fresh Out the Slammer running in loop in my head constantly. And I fine, judge me. That's fine. You can judge me. I judge myself. I'm a little bit unwell with this album, and that's okay. I've come to terms with it. But the real goodness is what I listen to in the morning. This woman named Anna Doan, she has done a violin rendition of Tortured Poets Department, and it is so soothing and so nice. So if TTPD is your style, I know there's a few of you guys out there. I know it. And I know that some of you have just turned this off, and that's also okay too. But this is my truth. This violin rendition of the album is phenomenal. And then this other pianist who I always does like good pop covers called Min's Piano. She also did, I don't actually don't even know if she's a woman. This person did a really lovely Tortured Poets piano classical in the morning when I write every morning doing my morning pages, and I like to have like a little music in the background. This is what I've been listening to lately. That's my admission. Other things I'm listening to, obviously I'm loving Once Upon a Time in Nashville, Lara's true crime podcast. So good. And I really love these meditations from this guy, David G. He's a meditation teacher. I've taken from him in person before, and he's got some really nice meditation albums on Spotify. And sometimes I find that I just need to have like an old faithful, someone I know is just going to give me like a good 16-minute meditation. He's got shorter ones as well, but for me, 16 minutes is my sweet spot. I did not meditate today, but I did do my morning pages. So I try to do one or the other, and I'm feel really, really proud of myself if I do both. But to be honest, I don't always do both. And then obviously for the summer, they're a sponsor for the show, but it bears a shout out because the Osea Undaria Algae Body Oil, they aren't even a sponsor for this episode. I'm just telling you, for the summer, this product, it cannot be beat. It is an A++++. We talk about it all the time on the show, but now that it's summer, I want to shout them out because I was really excited to open up a new bottle of it and just luxuriate in it. So that's a little post-shower product rec. We've got your shower spray and for a sensory experience, and then your post-shower sensory experience that your skin is going to be so soft and smell so good and the whole thing. So basically, we're all about, you got to smell good and not get scammed and take a trip down memory lane in terms of how misogynistic our media used to be. Oh, and drink clean water and have purified air. And that's the takeaway from today's show. Let me shout out a winner for the sleep crown. Her name is Jasmine. I'm going to email her. And you've just won the Elizabeth Sleep Crown Traveler, which is, you know, a fave product, if I do say so myself. And that's it for today's show, guys. The next time I see you, it will be Q3, as I am going on a little summer vacation next week. So there will be a vintage haul in place of a new episode with a little bit of commentary. I'm very excited to take a trip down memory lane. Again, I'm going to shout out the Two Niche Mood Board. Links for everything mentioned here, plus fun other posts that are related to previous hauls, can all be found over on the Two Niche Mood Board over on Substack. It's free to sign up. And thank you so, so much for listening. I so appreciate you guys being here. I'm Elizabeth Cott. Until next time, stay niche. Today's episode of Two Niche was hosted by me, Elizabeth Cott, and edited by AJ Mosley. If you enjoyed today's haul, please leave us a 5-star review and rating wherever you get your podcasts. And find us on socials at this_is_two niche. And you can now get show notes from each episode directly to your inbox by signing up for the Two Niche Mood Board over on Substack.